Welcome to Blabber Buddies, a podcast about nothing but everything with your hosts Landon Vargo and Bryant Wagner.
Welcome back to Blabber Buddies. I'm Landon Vargo with my co-host Bryant Wagner.
Hey, I had something and I forgot it.
Okay, and you're an idiot.
That's so fine.
Also, just to let you know, on today's episode, we have our special guest, Diana, here with her, with us.
With her.
With her. With her.
She's a her.
Humana, humana, humana. Humana. Go ahead and say hello.
Hello, I'm still a her.
Woo! I gotta love it.
So anyway, normally we would wait at least a couple weeks before we had another episode recording, but just because for the sake of being available in time and whatever, we decided to go ahead and do it today.
For shits and giggles.
For shits and gigs.
Shits and gigs. Gotta love it. So we're doing a special episode today.
Yeah, and Diana being our guest host, I actually have a few topics that I definitely want to ask her while she's here.
Well, sure, absolutely. But before we get into that, why don't you tell the listeners where we're at right now?
That's right. Just letting you know, we are actually recording here at the Garage Hall Food Court here in the Bottling District of downtown Indianapolis off of Mass Ave.
It's really cool. I've never been here before. It's really neat. Yeah, I've never been here before.
I was a little lost when I came in.
Yeah, you were a little lost when you came in. Yeah.
But it's cool.
You can be louder. It's okay.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Perfect.
So, but anyway, there's a lot of different choices of food in here and definitely a couple bars and also a wine bar on the other side from where we were sitting.
Yeah. We got some old fashions. We got some of our favorite coiffon beer. And I went and got some Brazilian food, which was delicious. It was French fries with meat and cheese.
Yep. Tips of penises.
And we're starting.
And we're getting right into it. Fair enough. We should let all of our listeners know that if we say anything that offends you or pisses you off,
we don't
give a shit. We don't care. We don't care at all. You can choose to listen or not. That's completely up to you.
So since Diana went ahead and just broke the ice.
Yeah, might as well.
And, I don't care either.
She's got questions, apparently.
Yeah, especially about the tip of your penis.
She does have questions about the tip. Yeah.
Okay, listen. So I listened to that last night on my way home from work, and my thought to you is,
okay,
how the fuck did you cut the tip of your penis when you're shaving your balls? That's what don't make sense. Like, how did you cut the tip?
So you're not the only one that's asked me that question.
When you're supposed to shave the balls.
Yeah, so you're not the only one that's asked me that question. So
the
I know. I'm shaving. I'm clear.
No one likes just the tip, okay?
No, I'm
but
clear.
You don't have to cut that shit off.
Let's go ahead and be honest, okay? If you want to play the game just the tip, we already know by mid's end it's going to be full shaft.
It's true. No, but I was going upwards, not down. So I was going up and just wasn't paying attention and kept going up. And next thing I know, pain.
Still.
Yeah, I know.
Balls?
It was a very unlucky, very unlucky situation. No.
That's some new age shit.
I got a big dick.
No. Don't want to know.
She asked.
That's your wife. No.
You're an idiot.
I'm clear. Anyway, no, it was an accident. It happened.
Yeah, it was funny.
I'm glad you found it hilarious.
I did.
As is did every one of our listeners.
Yeah, that's true. I've gotten more questions in the past 2 weeks than I care to admit to.
Props to you for being so open about it.
I was not going to be. I was apprehensive about it. I told Vargo a week before, like, I'm not sure I want to share this story, but you know what? Whatever. Fuck it. It is what it is. Do you have any embarrassing stories?
So,
Not for online.
So speaking of wieners, Bryant and I were actually working this past weekend at our place of work, and one of the employees that were there had his little wiener dog there.
Oh yeah, that was fun. That was cool.
So we sat there and we came up with the consensus that its name was Peter the Wiener.
Peter the Wiener.
Yeah.
It was cute.
Peter the Wiener.
Peter the Wiener.
What was his actual name?
We don't know. We never found out.
And I didn't want to care because...
We classified him as Peter.
It was Peter.
Yep.
Yep. His name is Peter.
He's a little wiener dog, a little black wiener dog. I don't know about this big. He's Peter the wiener.
His name was Dick Insider.
Have you ever had that drink? Everybody likes a good Dick Insider. We started it back in about 1600s.
Nice.
I love this already. This is great.
So what do you think would be some other?
Why'd you call me?
No, I love it. This is great.
So why would you? What would be some other clever dog names you think, Brian?
Oh, you're putting me right on the spot.
Yeah. What do you think would be a good dog name? Like my brother.
I don't know.
He named his dog Carl. He's a little pug. His name's Carl with a K.
I mean, my son has a teddy bear named Yellow Bear.
That's not a dog name.
Yeah, but that's about the most interesting. Names. I mean, my dog's name's Otis. He's derpy. I mean, Otis from like the Andy Griffith Show. Like, he's derpy as shit. Like, I don't know. Stands 4 feet tall, and his legs are way longer than his body should be, and he walks derpy. Like, you know, his ears flap, and he just. So, I mean, I got one, but that's it.
He walks like you.
Absolutely.
I'm kidding.
No,
I'm
absolutely.
Kidding.
He takes after me for sure.
I'm kidding.
Right, so, no, you're not. That's why.
Yes, I was.
So I got a guy that I used to, that I deployed with back in 2008, 2009 when I had a tour in Iraq.
Yeah.
His name for his dog was D.O.G.
D.O.G.
Yeah, dog.
The big D.O.G.
Yeah.
Dog.
Yeah.
Not D-A-W-G.
You say D-O-G. You say D-O-G, but it's
and
D-O-G.
Then they say, how do you spell it? D-O-G.
Yeah. That's pretty close.
That's stupid.
But, it's not
then,
stupid.
And then when people say
it's pretty cool.
D-O-G.
It's pretty awesome.
D-O-G.
D-O-G. So
it's
like,
different.
So like,
it's
yeah,
a dog.
I mean, yeah, you spell it like D-O-G, but like, would it really be like D-E-O-G-E-E?
No, it's pronounced D-O-G.
I know how it's pronounced.
So listen.
That's so dumb.
Listen.
Like, I don't even know who that person is.
For all my homies listening, this place I used to work at, you should see what people actually name their children.
I would like to know what they name their children.
D.O.G. is pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm fair.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
I'll keep
it to myself. No, never mind.
We got a list.
that's true. That is fair.
All right, so... One of the things that I definitely wanted Diana to come on the show for is for this next topic that I'm about to bring up.
Oh, is it the one we talked about? The one that I like caught a glimpse of that I shouldn't have?
Absolutely.
Yes. All right.
So, what do you think it would be like if women started catcalling men, like on those movies where construction workers on the side of the road catcalling women?
What do I think it would be like?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because I feel like you'd be one of those. I feel like you're already one of those women that sit there and they catcall men.
I absolutely don't, but that's a fair assessment. But I don't.
You definitely do it.
Before Diana answers this question, I just want everybody to know if you hear anything in the background, it's her messing with her.
Oh, sorry.
Ice and coffee drink. She's nervous.
I'm not,
she's
I'm,
never done this before.
No. First off, not nervous. Y'all met me. You know my ass ain't nervous.
That's true. That's true.
I just have ADD, so my shit just keeps. Got to do something.
That's fair.
Okay.
That's fair. Anyway, so back to our question. Stop it.
So if women catcalled like men catcalled. What's
yes.
the question?
Yeah, if women can't
how
call, like, how would that look like?
Yeah.
What would that look like?
Yeah, what would that, in your mind, what do you think that would look like?
If
from the female's perspective,
yeah, if,
calling,
yes.
or from the male's perspective?
I could give you the male's perspective. We would
yeah,
love it.
I
but,
would love it.
Yeah,
it would depend.
I mean, I would love it.
If it's a wildebeest, you wouldn't love it.
Yeah, that's true.
A wildebeest?
Yeah.
Like,
I said wildebeest, whatever.
Like a wildebeest of a woman.
Yeah, like a big yeah. nasty.
I mean, that already happened.
The bearded lady. I mean, I don't think I'd like that.
Hat. Yeah. Not sure what's juggling down there.
It's 2024.
May go
you know.
In, may come out. Who knows?
Hey there, fella. Nice coin purse you got lugging around.
Oh, Is that a man bag?
Yeah, so like if you were a construction worker and Landon was walking down the street, you catcalled him, what would that, like what would you say or do for that?
If I saw Landon walking down the street?
Yeah, I know.
But I'd say, like, but say we don't know it.
The reason I say Landon.
Like, get off the street, bitch.
Landon is an attractive man, so like I don't expect to be catcalled. That ain't gonna happen. Him, on the other hand, I would expect that walking down the street.
If he's your type.
Well, yeah, please, I mean, could he? I mean, he might be. I'm just.
That's not my type.
No, I don't know. But I'm still. Hypothetical.
What the hell are you talking about?
Hypothetical.
Like brother, sister.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So hypothetical. He's
never,
asking.
You think he's a good looking man.
He is a good looking man.
But. I've never looked at this gentleman and been like, damn, he's like my brother.
Damn, what a ghost saddlebag.
Maybe Landon is a bad example, but still, like,
just saying,
just any attractive male with that.
I don't know, I think it's all stupid, but what would other women say?
Yeah,
because I wouldn't.
Yeah, what would that look like? This was a horrible topic, Landon. Fuck you. I was expecting more. Come on.
Well, I mean, I can imagine right now, you know, sweaty.
Hey, baby. What you got packing?
Oh, I'll spit my drink out.
I heard you shaved off the tip. So, shit, dude.
Hey,
we ain't got to be like, no one likes just the tip.
Hey, you got a hairy back?
I'm not answering that question. I plead the fifth.
So yeah, like that. That's a perfect example. That's how I kind of expected it to go.
You guys
exactly
suck.
What she said right there.
You guys suck.
The boot fits.
I mean,
sorry. I have a couple questions for you.
Go ahead.
I got some would you rather questions. I like would you rathers. I'm gonna start. I got two. One's easier than the other, so I'm gonna start you off with an easy one. And this question was asked to me at our place of work the other day, but it was an easy decision. So
I'm sorry.
Please, dear God, stop with that.
Take it away.
I can't. That's your drink. I'm not taking that. That's like taking somebody's property. That's called theft. Can't do that. But would you rather fight 4 16-year-olds? 10 10-year-olds or 27-year-olds?
The 16-year-olds.
You'd rather fight 4 16-year-olds.
Bitches. Hell yeah. They're all dumb anyway.
Okay.
They are fucking stupid. Have you talked to the youth today?
I mean, I have, they're yes, but they, you know.
Yeah. Little kids, like, you can still, like, shape them a little bit. 16-year-olds.
What if you couldn't? What if you couldn't? What if you couldn't shape them? So you're still going with the 16-year-olds?
Yeah,
all right. Vargo?
Yeah, to be completely honest, I probably have to go with the 16-year-olds as well because they're old enough to know better.
The
10-year-olds, the 10-year-olds are just starting to turn into little shits.
So, but this is one.
And the 7-year-olds, I mean, they just don't know anything.
This is right. You versus right. Those four. So, like,
absolutely.
You have no help.
Okay.
They're
done.
I'll be
okay. I'm taking on the 7-year-olds. 27-year-olds.
You would.
I absolutely would. Well, it's easy because, like, it's the way I thought about it was like if I pick up and like slam 1 7-year-old, then at least half of them, if not more, are gonna just run away because they're not gonna want any of that smoke. So I really only have to
You're
deal with
about,
maybe like five.
Have you ever seen a group of 16-year-old girls?
I mean, I wouldn't fight a 16-year-old girl. I wouldn't fight a girl. That's rude. That's extremely bad.
Well, no shit. But if you were a female,
yeah. If I was a female, yeah, I still wouldn't fight 16-year-olds. I'd still go with the 7-year-olds. 16-year-old girls pull hair.
No, but here's the thing.
You don't have any hair.
If I were a girl,
out of the group of, well, you might have ball hair. You might not have finished.
Fair. I'm never gonna live that down. All right.
Anyway,
that's great. I love it. I love it. No.
Truth be told. If you were a female, you have these 4 16-year-olds, right?
Yeah.
You got one who talks shit, but won't do shit.
True.
Right?
True.
Silent but deadly, always sitting back waiting to attack.
True.
Right?
Yep.
And then the ones that are just long to ride, that's the other two.
Yeah, I feel like males are the same way.
So you have one that you're going to have to fight off.
Yeah, but still, like, I'd still go with a 7-year-old.
Because the rest of them are going to see you, like, drop that bitch, and then they're going to be like, oh, hell no, I'm out.
You're thinking Jack Reacher, right? Yeah. Like, the Tom Cruise Jack Reacher.
I don't want to see you, so I don't
want to. You know what I'm talking about, right,
Barbara? I work all the time. You
okay.
know this.
I know, that's true. That's true. But, yeah. Okay, well, that's fair. That's an interesting one.
Did you have any others?
I have one other. I have one other. This one's kind of morbid, but it got me thinking. Well, I got two. So I got two because this the third one's a good one. But would you rather know the date, time, and location of when you were going to die, or know how you were going to die?
I would have to say neither, just like these words.
Well, you have. That's not the question. You have to know. You have to answer one.
Date, place, and time, and what was the other one?
Date, place, and like the exact date, place, and time, or what happened, what caused your death.
I would say what happened.
What caused it?
Yep.
Wouldn't that stress you out?
Nope, because I could totally avoid that situation and make sure that it would never happen.
Have you never seen Final Destination, any of them? They all still die in the way that they were predicted to die.
Well, I was at the long end a little bit.
Diana?
Your wife wants you to put along other things.
Yeah, she does. Yes, she does.
Touche.
Yes, she does.
Listen, so I would pick Hal.
Okay.
And no, it wouldn't stress me out. Because honestly, I wouldn't care. Oh, and I don't mean that like, I'm just like, yeah. When is my time? It's my time. There ain't a damn thing I can do to stop it.
Sure, that's fair. That's fair.
Walk out of this meeting and be dead.
That's fair.
You know?
Okay, well, that's fair. That. I'm a little disappointed by that.
Why?
I don't know.
Do you think we wanted like location, time?
I mean, I would prefer to know the exact date, time, location. Because then I at least know what's coming. You know? Like, I know.
I guess you could go fuck some things up a few days before.
Absolutely.
Right?
I know it's coming. I know when my day of judgment is coming. And so.
That's true.
Drugs, that alcohol.
Drugs.
Spend all my money. Nothing, you know? Drugs. Whatever.
Well, I mean.
Hey.
that being said, I mean, what did you do, like the Scarface thing, and get like a mountain of cocaine?
Yeah, I mean, do something fun, do something interesting, do, you know, just like I said, if I knew the exact date, time, location,
go rob a bank, do something,
you know, just I got nothing to lose at that point because I know it's coming. You know, where, like, if I know what causes it, now I have to constantly try to avoid anything that might lead into that cause. You know what I
mean? That's an interesting way to
You know what I mean? Like, so it's like, I'm going to die by electricity. Not like a specific, just like electricity. But I'm going to go out in the woods in a cabin with nothing.
You know, sometimes that sounds
all right. Oh, it does. But, like, phone goes away, TV goes away. Like, anything that has any kind of electrical current with it is gone from my life. Because who knows when or if that time is, you know, that time is coming. So I would rather know the exact date, time, and location. Because then I can go around and do whatever I want. For the rest of my life. Oh, if it was like the next, if I knew, you know, in the next 20 years, well, 5 more years of doing what we're doing now and spend the last 15 years just fucking around. You know what I mean?
I do.
Sure. Do you have any others?
This one's not a would you rather, but this one's still kind of fun because it's a hard one and I don't know what I'd bring up or bring back. If you could bring one kid's TV show back from your childhood, which one would you bring back? I know. That's a tough one. Because I got a couple.
You know what I think they'll bring back?
Tell me. Tell me.
Man, that's a really good question. I really don't know.
I know, right? Like, just one. And you can only bring back
some
one.
Some of them are still playing.
It's true.
Different, but they're still playing.
True,
but
this is right. But
I actually spoke of this one today. Popeye?
Yeah.
That's right.
Whoa.
Yeah, and you got the olive oil and Rudis. I watched that one a lot.
Yeah. Now we're talking like That was still playing.
I watched that one.
They have updated versions of that because my daughter is a
My son loves Scooby-Doo.
Scooby-Doo fan.
Yep. No, personally, I don't think they're as cool or as fun as the original, but it's still interesting.
Oh, I think it would be Teletubbies because that's so educational. Tinky Winky. Fucking dumbest show ever created. And if you listeners let your child watch Teletubbies, you probably should go have your brain evaluated.
That's fair.
Oh, I totally agree. I totally agree with that.
Yeah. Teletubbies is not my thing. But
dumbest shit ever. There's no educational content to that whatsoever. They're just like,
I do like the sun though. It's got the baby in the sun. It's cute.
No.
It's adorable.
It probably has some pedophilial meaning to it.
Yeah, that's probably true. I didn't think about that.
So I actually have some good news. I'm going to kind of change topic a little bit.
You never
got some really good news.
You never answered my question.
I don't know one.
When you were a kid, you have to at least know one. She at least gave Popeye.
Yeah, but it's still on. My favorite cartoon back in the day was Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Okay,
still running.
And that's the only one you bring back?
Yeah.
But we're talking about one that's not running.
Okay. You can't do that on television from Nickelodeon. if you say I don't know, green slime loops on your head.
But that's not
a
cartoon.
I don't remember that. And we were talking about cartoon.
That's a reality show. Cartoons, I have no idea.
All right, fair enough.
What would yours be?
Rocket Power.
It's a Nickelodeon show. Rocket Power. Like, the dad has a burger shack and they live in California.
Yeah, you guys are young.
Either that or the Wild Thornberries.
Hello.
Nigel Thornberry.
I also like the one with Wile E. Coyote. Which one was that?
Oh, Roadrunner.
Looney Tunes.
It's still on.
Those are still
okay.
on.
Still on.
Whatever.
Yeah,
still going.
So that's why I said, I can't really say because I thought Looney Tunes and was my favorite. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles was my favorite.
I'm gonna change my answer. Codename Kids Next Door.
Creepy.
Yeah, no, that was such a good, that was such a good movie or good show. Mm. Like all the kids were like spies and superheroes, and they fought the bad guys, which were the parents and. Oh, it was so cool.
All right, so anyway, back to my good
Fuck
news.
Fuck you, Margo. Fine.
That was kind of dumb, but...
It was not dumb. You didn't have an answer. I kept having to press. It was a good question.
Because I don't have one. They're all playing still.
Well, because you're an idiot.
Okay, well, stupid as a stupid does. Anyways, I've got some good news.
Yeah, let's hear it.
You know what actually happened last week?
What?
Bryant went poopy at work.
Does Bryant not normally poop at work?
No. We had an episode where he was absolutely, the very first episode where he was absolutely terrified of going. And guess what? When he was going poopy at work.
Did he call you?
No. Hmm. He texted me, and he forgot to lock the door.
New fear unlocked.
Because the one reason that he wouldn't go into my Narnia makeshift island with tropical birds and everything was that there was going to be people, and I told him the door locks, and this fool decides, oh well, I actually have to poop at work today.
I forgot to lock the door. I did.
This one lock in on you?
Thankfully no, but I was in a
I wish they did.
Yeah,
I was in a hurry. I was 4 feet away. What?
You have to leave that door unlocked all the time.
Oh,
yeah.
That's
thankfully,
not what
I
thought.
Never walked
that's
in.
That's not
us.
What.
But yeah, yeah.
That's not what I thought.
Anyway, moving on from that.
Listen.
No.
You wanted blunt and honest.
Oh, well, I got it.
That's fair.
Yeah. Should pick someone else.
And that individual left.
Anyway.
That's funny. But yeah, no, I did. I was in a hurry. I had to go. I forgot to lock the door.
Did it all come out okay?
Yes. Thank you for asking.
Yeah, you're welcome.
That was no problem. Thank you.
Yeah.
Or was it one of those never-ending wiping numbers?
Yeah.
You know, where
More like, later, yeah, you have an itchy butt.
Endless.
Oh my god.
An itchy butt.
Oh my god.
So you did clean
it's it
like all
up. He's like, my ass itches. My penis hurts. I don't know what to do. What's a scab like on your penis? I just don't know.
It's a valid question. No, it's fine.
So by the time you were done wiping, like the toilet paper was clean. Okay, good.
It's good. It's fine. Good. Thank you for asking. I hate you.
No, I don't.
Fuck you guys.
Yeah. So anyway, I just wanted to throw that out there, just to let you know, and all of our fellow listeners that were, you know, have been listening to us since the first episode, that Bryant actually did poop at work.
I did.
I'm very proud of him.
It'll never happen again.
You know what's funny?
It'll never happen again.
He gets a big round of applause.
Oh, do I?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I don't feel like I deserve that. If anything, I feel like I deserve this more.
Okay, well, we're not making a porn.
Listen.
I'm just saying. A little dance party.
When I was little, my mom said that I would never poop in public as a little child.
Yeah.
She said I wouldn't even pee in a public, it was public toilet. So I always had this phobia of public toilets too.
Thank you. It's not just me.
No, and it's definitely not. I've had to get over it because I work all the freaking time.
Sure.
So it's either that or belly aches all the time. But
I'll suffer with the belly aches all the time.
She said when I was five, she said she would even try to like hold me above the toilet so that I could go potty. And she said I would just cry and shake my head saying, take me home, mommy, I don't want to go here. I would never poop or pee in public.
See, I'm not the only one.
Yeah, I don't care who's around, I'm going.
That's fine. You do you, move, but you also have been in situations where you really had no other choice.
I'm not.
You do you, boo. You are my boo.
You're an idiot.
And FYI, I apologize for clearing my throat 5,000 times. I may have aspirated on some water today.
It's fine. No problem.
It's not fine. It's been a problem all day, but it's fine.
You know what? Speaking of water, and that brings me right into a next topic that I'd like to bring up.
Good segue.
No, yeah, definitely a good segue. Good job.
Hey, you're welcome.
You're like a natural.
I know.
But no,
you do this
okay,
so, well.
So I think it is funny when people wear t-shirts in the pool or at the beach.
Yeah.
Why?
Because what is the point of wearing a t-shirt?
There could be a couple of different things. One.
Thank you.
One.
Are you one of those guys? Are you one of those guys, bro?
Yes. I am one of those guys. I have reasons, though.
Okay,
so,
go ahead.
Some people wear them because they're ashamed of their body.
That's not why.
I know.
But
we're not there yet.
Yeah, no, I'm there. That's not why.
Some people wear them because they're ashamed of their body. So, whatever. That is something that no one is going to be able to fix for them except for themselves. You know?
It's true.
Other people, like myself, have melanoma. And no, I do not wear t-shirts at the beach. I am a bad melanoma patient, and I still go out in the sun.
Melanoma head's coming.
And
yep, Buck's wart. Buck Wharton's wart.
Yeah. So, but some people do it for, like, protection from the sun. Or, if they were at the beach the day before and was a fucking idiot and got completely
sunburned.
Blaster fried.
Yep.
And have blisters. Now it's like that sun kills their
skin. It's usually the bigger people.
I'll give you one good reason why they freaking do that.
Yeah.
But okay, so this
they're hiding those jelly rolls.
Yeah, but you got to understand though, it really doesn't matter. Because as soon as they get out of the water,
I know you can see through that white haze.
The white t-shirt, you can see right through it. And then two, it's suction cups.
Yes, it does.
So you can see what they look like anyways. Yeah, and that was suction cups.
It still does.
It's still suction cups.
That's fine. I don't care about the
body. Why do you wear it?
Yeah,
When I was a kid, I got severe second-degree burns. Parent didn't put sunscreen on me, so I got really bad burns. I just didn't think about it. I don't always wear shirts, but 9 times out of 10, you'll catch me with a shirt on because I don't want my shoulders and my back and arms getting destroyed. I'm clear, but I'm stupid and refuse to put that on.
You know what I think it is, Landon?
What's that?
I think I know that for
real. I think it is too. I bet he's got a werewolf back.
I do not. How did this has become pick on me day. This is fun. I love
for
it.
For one, I bet you do have a hairy back.
I don't. No, not like
what. Back right now. Go ahead, pull it up.
We're in a public place. No.
We're in the corner of a public place.
He cannot do that.
Well, yeah, that's why he wears a shirt.
It's not why I wear a shirt in a pool. I wear a shirt in a pool. Not all the time. Sometimes. Because I don't want to get burnt.
Is it because you have giant areolas?
No. I don't. They're like...
I don't want any nipples. Thank you.
Well, I can't
show them. Yeah, go ahead. Let me show them.
Yeah. No, don't show the back.
Don't show
the
back, but show your fucking nipples.
No, they're fine. Jesus. They're normal.
Oh, my God.
I almost got him, Diane.
I
almost got him. He almost did it.
I was going for it. I was like, wait, can't do that either. No, they're normal. They're fine. Like, I don't know, half dollar sized, I guess. That's normal.
Half dollar?
I don't know.
Juicy.
Is it normal? I don't know.
For a dude?
I don't know what normal
dudes
is.
Dudes normally have penny size nippies.
Minor
girls, I go from like. Minor half dollar to fucking seashell.
Or even sand dollar.
I mean,
right. Sand dollar, seashell, whatever.
I don't know. Mine are above average then, I guess. I don't know.
So, I got a good story for you. So, there was a guy that I deployed with. And you can actually find this video on YouTube.
Okay.
I can't remember the name of it, but if I really looked, I can tell you exactly. Look it up on YouTube.
Excuse you.
Yeah, I did.
You did.
One of
Excuse
the
you again.
Yeah, I know. Right? So one of the
beer gun.
One of the shows that I uploaded on YouTube back in like 2008, 2009 time frame.
Mm-hmm.
It was called Shapoopy Pew.
Oh my God. Yeah, I've heard of it, and I know of it, and I've seen it.
Yeah. So you'll be able to find this video based off, if you look up that one, it'll suggest other ones. I can't remember the name. But anyway, he's got pepperoni nipples.
Nice.
And
it's about half dollar.
Yeah. And the thing is, his chest hair grew in a perfect X.
Huh?
How does that happen?
I have no idea. But he literally had an X on his chest.
X marks the spot?
I guess. So this individual, I'm not going to mention any names, especially without their consent, but this individual also told us a quite entertaining story.
That he did that on purpose?
No.
He
said him and his girlfriend at the time
used
to...
I know, it's really good. It's really good.
Sorry, Landon.
No, you're fine.
Squirrel moment.
Yeah.
I swear, you two are bad at that. So,
sorry.
Anyway, he said that they used to like to rent or buy a blow-up mattress from Walmart.
X marks the spot.
Do the dirty deed on it.
Yep.
And he even...
Did they send it back?
No.
Oh.
I'm getting there.
Well, hurry up.
So he... I guess she liked to be golden showered.
Oh.
And then after they were done, they would pack it up and return it.
Tell me, if she likes golden showers, tell him just for being a sick bitch, you should give her the dirty Sanchez.
No, no.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah.
No.
Just for fucking being weird.
No.
That shit's weird, man.
Yeah, all across the board, all that shit.
I want you
weird.
To piss on me.
And
please.
I wish I was making that story up.
I know you're
100%
not.
True.
Yeah, I know you're not. Which is what makes it even worse,
yeah.
Is that I know you're not making
yeah.
it up. That's gross.
Yeah.
And I knew they sent it back. I knew they sent it back. But not like that. Man,
but,
now I don't want to go buy anything from Walmart now.
That's why I
well,
stay away from Walmart.
Why would you shop at Walmart?
Yeah, why would you shop at Walmart?
They
have cheap stuff. Do you make
a special trip to the Beach Grove Walmart?
I mean, I'm right around that area, so I go there quite often.
Have you seen that website,
Gross.
People of Walmart?
Oh, yes, I have.
That's enough reason right there why not to go to Walmart.
Yeah. I mean, my...
Kroger,
my
Meijer.
Buddy, I mean, I like Meijer, too, but my
Kroger, Meijer, and if I'm feeling especially bougie,
Target. No, that's fair.
I don't ever go to Target.
My buddies and I in college, we used to go and get, like, drinks inside Walmart and then just hang out in the parking lot and drink them. Just because we needed something to do. Small town.
Since we're speaking of this, and I'm going to have to bring this lady up because I think she's absolutely sexy. Too bad she's passed away already. I was watching. A interview back on. From back in 2010.
Yeah.
On Larry King Live, who has also passed away.
Okay.
But I guess Betty White was deemed a sex symbol to the younger generation. So saying like you and I.
Yeah. She was cute.
She was a sex symbol.
She was cute.
As an old lady?
As an old lady.
Fucking guilt chasers.
She was cute.
Hey, I'll tell you what. I'm not gonna lie. Have you seen pictures
in her prime?
In her prime?
When she was young, but as an old lady.
Even on Golden Girls.
I'm telling you.
I would still have had fun on Golden Girls.
No.
Absolutely.
Listen.
Her and Blanche both.
I don't have a penis, but I'm pretty sure if I had one, I would not be looking for little grannies.
You say that. There are people that have that and like that.
Yeah, but Betty White, though.
Betty White, I mean.
I know my fan.
That would be a story.
My wife is a huge fan of Golden Girls and has, like, you know, Golden Girls wine glasses and her
sister.
She's
just trying to get you to last longer.
Well, I mean, you know what they say. It's called a 60-second assassin.
No, I mean...
That's hilarious.
That is funny.
I like that. Good. Way to go. Way to go.
She's a natural.
Yeah, she is a natural.
Yeah, just comes out.
But no, like, so... I was never like, I mean, I already knew that she was probably a sex symbol because I've kind of heard people talk about, oh man, I'll tell you what, I'd do Betty White, yada, yada, yada. You know who else I think is old, you know, who's old that I think is very, very, very attractive? You remember who I said?
Is it a dude or a chick?
It's a chick.
I'm just making sure.
No.
Wait, I'm just making
sure. Dolly Parton, dude.
Yeah,
I think Dolly Parton.
With her torpedo tits.
Oh, hey.
She's an improper
fraction.
I'll tell you what.
That,
Thank you.
Nerd status.
No, that's how they taught us improper. No, that's how they taught us improper fractions in elementary school. Was Dolly Parton?
That was the.
You're on top, and she is on bottom. It's perfect.
But no, I think Dolly Parton for an older woman is very attractive. I mean, obviously she's had a crap ton of plastic surgery. Crap ton of makeup, but you know what? Fire.
No.
She's never had kids.
That doesn't mean. Means
speaking
a,
of
a
another
few things, but...
celebrity who's old now, have you guys seen Madonna?
Yeah.
Oh my god, yes.
Fuck.
Jesus.
Right.
What the hell happened to her?
She was
a sex icon when she was younger. She was a sex icon.
Now,
what the hell happened to her?
I don't know.
Botched plastic surgery.
Botched.
Big time.
Everything.
Yeah. I'd sue the doctor.
Yeah.
Botched everything.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Hmm.
Can we talk about something else?
I mean, I probably would have, like...
Fuck you.
I mean, I kind of lost, like, faith in her after she got with Dennis Rodman.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Who else was it? It was Carmen Electra. Yeah.
Carmen Electra. Yeah.
She still looks good.
She's beautiful.
She actually still...
She was beautiful.
Very
beautiful.
She's aged very well.
Yeah. No.
She's aged very
well. Yeah, absolutely.
I'll watch Baywatch all day.
Yeah, you would.
I absolutely would. Absolutely would. Shut up.
Right.
I love Baywatch.
All right, so you.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
Who's the dude on Baywatch?
David Hasselhoff.
Hasselhoff. Yeah, that's what you
like
about.
David Hasselhoff.
He's like, look at his fur.
I mean, I wish that, like, my chest hair looked like that.
No.
Yeah.
No.
The tan and
no,
the flowiness.
No.
And
no. That's
the
called
muscle.
Manscape that shit. Just don't cut off the tip.
Well, that's going to be a problem for me. If you haven't gathered, that's going to be a problem.
Listen,
for me.
Come on, body hair. Just, you know, the thing is, body hair's fine. But you got to trim that shit now. You've got to trim that shit. Like, and Hasselhoff is like a Brillo pad. Gross.
Yeah. Right. He's not like, well, I mean, he is now, but then he wasn't. I mean, it was trimmed up.
No.
It was short.
Watch it. Watch closer.
I don't watch that close. I'm not looking at that show for him.
Yeah, you are.
No.
Yeah, you
no,
are.
I like...
Oh, you're a total liar. You're a Hasselhoff lover.
You rub those pepperonis when you see him.
Okay, that's a bad visual. Don't do that.
Too late. I already did. I got a lot of topics and things to talk about, but
so go on.
Go on.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
yeah.
Unless you want to keep talking about Hasselhoff.
I don't really want to keep talking about Hasselhoff.
I mean,
but
no, you do,
this,
but just go on.
This was brought up the other day. I was reading about it and watching a video about it. And I'm actually curious how you all do this. Do you put... This is stupid, but whatever.
Are you talking about the cereal one that I'm looking at?
Absolutely, I am. Do you put the cereal
put
in and then milk, or do you put milk
put
and then cereal?
Cereal and milk.
Okay, good. You all are normal people. There are people out there that do milk then cereal, and I don't understand why. You got to get the perfect cereal to milk ratio.
Yeah, because you got to put the cereal in and then you fill it with milk, so that way you know it's covered in milk.
Do you drink your milk or do you throw it away?
Oh, I always drink the milk.
I drink the milk too.
Especially when it turns chocolate milk, especially with Cocoa Puffs.
I did not put it in the microwave.
I didn't do that. But I do enjoy me some chocolate milk, chocolate Cocoa Puff milk. None of my topics.
What's your favorite cereal?
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
That is a good one.
Yeah.
That's a toss up.
Favorite cereal.
That's fair. It's a toss up.
For me.
Okay, so I've got my favorite cereal.
Go ahead. I'll let you go.
And a lot of people disagree with me because they say it cuts through your mouth, and I could give two shits less.
No, Crunch Berries. Crunch Berries.
No, not Crunch Berries.
No, just
no.
Just
no,
plain old Captain Crunch.
Just the yellow ones. Just the yellow ones.
Yes.
OJ.
You don't
just
want the Captain
Crunch
Berry?
I don't.
You don't like
that.
The berries
no,
with it?
No, I don't like that pussy shit. I want the fucking.
You don't like that pussy shit, but you drink fruity beer. Help me understand that.
There's a peanut butter stout. Right
not
there.
The one, that one, the Coiffon Strawberry Blonde you just
dude,
had.
Dude, that cherry one, the cherry wheat was good.
Yeah, we tried to
know.
It was delicious.
Oh, so by the way, everybody, we just we're here at the Garage Hall, the Garage Hall food court. Here at the Coca-Cola Bottling Company area off of Mass Avenue, Indianapolis. Well, they have the Hard Truth Distillery, also Coiffon Brewery, little bar center stage right here in the food court. And I'll tell you
where are we at again? Food court. Yeah, that one.
Coiffon Cherry Wheat is their new seasonal,
so good.
It is absolutely delicious.
So
I still like the strawberry blonde a little bit better, but if you like a little bit more tart to your beer, it's spot on.
My point is with that comment about your cereal, you can't talk about pussy shit with the Crunch Berries and then drink fruit beer.
I can because it's got a higher alcohol content.
That has nothing to do with the alcohol content.
Talking
I'm talking about the
cereal.
Fruity part of it.
Why? No, hold on. Wait.
What are you talking about?
Let her talk.
Who gives a fuck about the beer, okay? Because everyone likes different beers. Like, some people like, you know, like, I'm a porter stout girl. Some people like freaking, what's that shit? The hops. Blech.
IPAs.
Right?
IPAs.
So,
IPAs.
Right.
Yeah.
I hate IPAs. Some people like fruity. Some people aren't fruity.
No.
It's all good. It's
no,
all, in,
no,
it's all
I get
in
it.
What you want.
No,
right?
I get it. But he...
So,
is all about the...
But, going back to the cereal, why is Crunch Berries pussy shit?
Well, the reason I
still cuts
that,
the roof of your mouth.
It does.
It still...
It
most certainly does.
It does.
It still does. It still does.
Have you ever had Honey O's? Oh,
yep.
Quaker Honey O's.
So, okay,
yep.
So I've heard of Honey O's, but I've never
have you,
had them.
Have you had ever had Oreo O's? Same thing.
Yeah,
dude,
sure have.
They cut the roof of your mouth.
Yeah.
Same thing.
I like the taste.
So your argument is moot. Your argument is moot.
No, it's
but
not.
But that's fine. You
no,
can
it's
like,
not moot.
You can like,
you're
you
dismissing
can like
it.
Crunch.
You're dismissing it because
no,
I don't fit your agenda right now.
No.
I'm talking about...
Listen.
Put him in his place, Diana. Put him in his place. Come on, Diana. Put him in his place. Do it, Diana.
Pussy ass shit because you like some Crunch Berries.
I don't like Crunch Berries.
I know you don't, but just because we do don't mean we're pussy ass shit.
Thank you. Thank you, Diana.
I disagree. I think you're pussy.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that.
You're both pussy ass shit right now.
Diana, what's your favorite?
You know, one of them is probably considered old people cereal.
Raisin Bran.
No, my God. No, not Raisin Bran.
It's life cereal. It's Raisin Nut Bran. It is so good. I don't care because I ate that shit since I was in high school, so that doesn't make me a whole person. But yes,
I thought it was gonna be like mini wheats or something shit like that. Hey, frosted mini wheats, just in case she wants to be a little bit more adventurous.
No, good. I would say probably my other go-tos would be, I'm plain Jane kind of like honeycomb.
That's a good one.
Cinnamon Life.
All right.
And
that's
I like the, okay, so there's two different ones.
Okay.
Well, it's the same cereal, but sure. They are different. One, it's the puff wheat, like the Honey Smacks.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't like the one with the frog.
Sure.
I like the brown box one with the bear.
You don't like the Sugar Smacks, you like the Honey Smacks.
No, I like the Sugar Smacks, not the Honey Smacks.
Well, the Sugar Smacks has the frog.
Bear.
No, Sugar Smacks is the frog.
Wrong. Landon?
Hold on.
Google.
We're going to go ahead and Google this right now.
I'm pretty sure the Sugar Smacks
is the bear. Sugar Smacks is the bear.
Definitely got to Google this.
I'm pretty sure
the Sugar Smacks is the bear.
Gold Box bear.
I know it's a gold box and a green box, but I'm pretty sure Sugar Smacks is the frog.
Nope. Sugar Smacks, I'm saying, is going to be the bear.
Honey
Smacks is the frog.
Woo-hoo! Okay. All right, I stand corrected. Yeah. I apologize. It's okay.
Images.
Hey,
actually, the bear is called
Golden Crest. Yeah.
It's not even Honey Smacks.
That's all right.
Or Sugar Smacks.
Hold on. Let me go ahead and Google Honey Smacks real quick.
I think Honey Smacks are like an off. No, he did Sugar Smacks.
I
think Honey Smacks are like off brand.
No, Honey Smacks.
Honey Smacks and Sugar Smacks is the frog.
So I was right. And you were right, and we were both wrong.
Golden,
got it.
Right.
Yeah, so you guys were both right.
50-50.
Yeah.
All right.
50-50. Yeah.
All right.
So, Golden Crisp. I like the Golden Crisp.
Golden Crisp. All right. Yeah. That's a good one. Mine's also a toss-up. I really love Cookie Crisp. Love me some Cookie Crisp. And I love me some Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Can't go wrong with either one.
Okay, so...
And if you mix them?
The thing about Cinnamon Toast Crunch that I remember. Okay, so when I was a younger...
mixing them both. Oh,
he's
my
mixing.
Lanta.
He's
you need some private time?
I already had it. It's done. Yeah.
Anyway, so I remember when I was a younger Vargo, the Cinnamon Toast Crunch commercials, they had three chefs on the box.
Yes.
And they go, Cinnamon
Toast
Crunch. Yeah.
Yep.
So anyway, but now as an older Vargo,
it sucks.
They only have one.
Yeah, it's not as fun.
Have one chef on the box.
Well,
now.
They also, don't have Aunt Jemima on the syrup.
Oh no.
They don't have Uncle Ben on the rice.
Yeah,
and they don't have the Indian on the butter.
Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah,
that's true.
Screw the cancel culture.
Yeah. Moving on.
That was a good topic. That was fun.
Yeah. See? Yeah, that was a good one. And you were kind of sitting there kind of
I was.
Nervous about it.
What's your favorite milk?
Milk?
Skim milk.
Breast milk. Hey, you said vagina last time. I get to say this one this time.
Okay, well you can have breast milk, but I'll go with the whole milk.
Whole milk?
Yeah.
I think you pulled on something.
I did.
Cord or something. Somebody clicked on something. Technical difficulty. Just one second here. No, I don't think so. I think it was Margo that pulled on it, but it's fine.
It was I straight pulled it. No.
Oh, did you?
Yes. I can't sit still, bro.
Do you need to stand up, like do some jumping jacks or something?
No, but
it's really okay.
I don't relax very well.
No, we're good. That's fine. That's fine. We try to
keep it about an hour.
I don't think people want to listen to us talk for more than an hour. I mean, we're fun, but not that fun.
All right, so, hey, so guess what? It is the 1st of May.
It is.
And I'm
it's
sorry.
It's gonna be May.
This fall, and here in Indianapolis, everybody knows that the month of May is a big deal.
It is.
Because of the...
It's race month.
It's Indianapolis 500 month. Yeah, absolutely. So, of course, the
and we will not be there to celebrate.
The JW Marriott downtown already has This Is May all over the setup as an advertisement with the Indianapolis 500 logo.
Yeah.
On their building. Yeah. And yeah.
It's a big month for us.
Yeah, it's a huge month. Nobody here in Indianapolis.
Well, that and the Pacers are doing well.
Yeah, and the Pacers are doing well, which is awesome. I'm talking about.
I know, we're talking about the race. I know.
Right, but I'm talking about Indianapolis 500 because that is the world's largest race.
I'm clear. But when's the last time that you remember the Pacers?
So, moving away from the Pacers and sticking Atlanta. With the Indianapolis 500, what are some good shenanigans that you had that you remember? Do you remember any of the shenanigans?
I've only been twice.
I know. One of them I was with you.
I've only been once. One time.
You weren't?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I don't remember.
I've got photographs.
Evidence.
What? Probably we passed out on the ground.
No, it was back when I was...
It was
before I left and came back. This is when I was still down here.
So, his first time around. When he was still down here.
Are you sure I was there? I've only been twice.
That was one of your two times then, I guess.
I was there.
Okay.
No, I could have sworn. If I wasn't, I was mistaken, but I guarantee I got
think
pictures.
You're I don't think so. Yeah. I know exactly what gathering you're talking about from the race. I was not there.
Oh, it's possible. Anyway,
I think so.
I don't remember many things from last year. The one thing that I do remember that was super cool was that your cheeseburger became famous on
that is
Facebook,
true.
Twitter, Instagram, everything.
Yeah, my cheeseburger
which was super cool.
actually did become famous from that. That's
it did.
Right.
It did.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, that was the coolest thing. Yeah, no.
It was just a regular cheeseburger.
So, go ahead.
To kind of catch you up to speed, what happened was I had made this female a cheeseburger. I was parked on the infield.
I remember this story. You told me it. Yeah.
She came around drunk as shit.
So just letting the listeners
know. And sat in
the
chair, too, right? Then
Yep.
So anyway, this person who was extremely intoxicated
from
adult beverages decided, and her friends were like, hey, can she have one of her cheeseburgers? And I'm like, sure. You know, why not?
She was really intoxicated from chocolate milk.
So I made her a cheeseburger, and she took maybe one or two bites from it, and she ended up passing out
maybe 20 yards away from us.
And it actually went viral on Twitter, Instagram,
and Facebook.
And Facebook.
Everywhere. Everywhere the mother was talking about your burger.
Yeah, and I ended up getting tagged in it from somebody that I know that noticed it and said, hey, you know, Landon, what your burger's famous, yada yada yada. So I was like, well, at least I'm glad she enjoyed it. And actually, on Twitter, or excuse me, X
now, formerly Twitter,
she actually got on there and made a comment to me saying, hey, your burger was actually really good, but ... you get the rest because she was photographed passed out, But yeah, I actually got a lot of feedback and a lot of positive feedback about my burger that race day
That was cool.
It was actually really cool.
It was cool, because outside of just her, I mean, we had hundreds of random people stopping by just for burgers.
I was supposed to go last year with you guys.
Yeah,
but
you didn't end up going.
I haven't ended up doing a lot of things.
Yeah, no, it's all right.
So
no, it's okay.
It's all good.
No, it's okay. Good. It's okay. You'll make the next one.
Yeah.
Although we won't be there this year.
We won't be out there this year because we got to work.
Yep.
Plus, I've got military training coming up that's going to be driving me away for a little bit. So
and
I can't
make
that.
And my
Jamaica vacay.
I hope you find a toilet out in the middle of nowhere.
I
really do.
But the thing is, I poop in it.
No, that's fine. But please take a picture of it. I want to know. I want to see it. If you find one, and I hope you get shit on by a bird.
I'll be on a five star resort.
I hope you get shit on by a bird.
You dick.
That will happen. That will happen.
That won't happen.
It will happen.
You know why it won't happen?
Why?
Because that bird will be sitting there like, oh shit, that's
Landon fucking Vargo.
Fucking Vargo. I can't shit on
him. Oh god,
that's amazing.
Or he's gonna go.
Just got deep in here.
Oh, or he's gonna go, oh shit, it's landed fucking Vargo. I'm totally gonna shit on him.
The ego meter is fucking bouncing red. Boing, 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 boing. God damn it.
So, yeah, but anyway, yeah, I think our last hurrah over at the Indy 500, that was actually a good time. That had a great turnout.
Oh, last year. You mean
yeah,
like last year's
year.
Hurrah?
Yeah.
Got it. Got it.
Yeah.
Yeah. The only thing that I remember that, and I remember like pre-gaming hardcore the night before.
Oh, absolutely.
That was
miserable.
And
then we didn't even go to bed because we had to leave at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, that was
to get
a
line
stupid
to get
decision.
Into the infield.
And then we were shotgunning
and
beers.
And then we were shotgunning
in,
beers because everybody
line.
Was so wild that we couldn't even sleep in your vehicle.
Yeah,
so
it wasn't mine.
Like, so at that point, I was like, you know what? Screw it. Let's get up.
Yep, we're awake.
And I'm awake. Fuck it. Let's go ahead and start drinking.
What?
Let's start counting beers.
Two what? Things.
Sure.
I'm looking at your phone.
Sure.
One, why is it so fucking gross?
Your
phone's disgusting.
It's my screen. It's my cover.
No,
I don't clean it.
Just get a new one.
I don't want to.
That's yucky.
I like this one.
That's
it's protected me in a lot of things.
Yeah. I think
thanks,
Vargo. There may be a bed bug in that shit.
No, there's not.
Anyway.
This good.
Sniffing things.
We talked about.
Let's look at your list of content here. What is the mind concept around sniffing?
Good
things?
Question. Good
so,
question. So
yeah.
we had this conversation at work. I don't know, a couple weeks ago. You know, like when somebody has something and they smell it and they're like, "Oh my God, this smells horrible! Sniff it!" And like you're just like compelled to do so, like. That's what that was coming from.
It depends
like,
on
yeah.
who's asking me to smell it.
I don't think it does. Cause
no, it 100%
it
fucking
matters.
I
really don't.
Because I'll tell you what.
If I gave you something
those,
was like, oh my
those,
God, smell
if
that.
If one of those FFs come through, a.k.a. frequent
flyers.
Yeah.
It was like, oh no, it smells so bad. Smell it.
I mean,
I'd be like, get that the fuck out of my face.
They don't have to give it to you. You can already smell it.
Yeah, we smell you from fucking down the hall.
Correct, correct.
Like, no.
But no, that's where that topic came from. Because we were talking about like gym bags in the locker room and whatnot. Like when you're in high school, college, whatever, you're in a locker room with all your dudes and some dude grabs your gym bag and smells it. Like, oh my God. And then somebody else is then compelled to like, oh my God, I want to sniff that. Knowing full well the face that they just saw.
I honestly say I've never wanted to smell someone's gym
bag. So that must be a guy thing.
Because it's foul.
Is that a guy thing?
I mean, maybe.
Do you guys do that?
Maybe it's from picking my brothers up from football practice and they get in the car and I'm like, what?
I mean, but did you do that like in like sports in the women's in the girls' locker room? When you were in high school, college, anything like that? No?
No.
Oh, we all did. Every one of us. Socks, gym bags, shoes.
Yeah, and it's like one of those things where you're like, oh man, that stinks so bad. And that, you know, being...
I mean, I have had something been like, oh, this stinks, smell this.
Exactly.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
so
yeah.
then
and
you
sit
and
that's
we
sit
and
around
what
we're talking about. And then you sit
no,
and
then we're like, oh shoot, let me
that.
Smell it, dude.
I get that.
Oh man, that stinks so bad.
But when you're sitting there going, in the girls' locker room, it's like, not it.
Well,
like,
I mean, that's where it mostly happened for us was in the guys' locker room.
I bet
so, like, you know,
yeah,
I,
like
I
you know, take off a gym sock and like, oh man, this stinks so bad. Hey, bro, smell it. Like,
you didn't,
oh, I'll
no,
smell
it.
It
was more like you
oh man, that sounds so bad.
Smack someone in the face with it.
No, like
come
no, it's more. It was,
y'all are fucking weird in the locker room. I've heard stories.
I mean, that's true.
Yeah,
we do towel whip each other, which that's fun.
That is actually true.
I know, which is fun. Stupid shenanigans, but that's where that thing, where that thing came from was the sniffing thing. Since we, like I said,
yeah.
we were talking. You brought up something else with that a couple weeks ago.
What's something
related
weird
to
that,
that
you smell on a regular basis? Not gym bags. What would be something that is odd that you sniff?
Odd.
Yeah, like you know, like certain aromas you want to smell, like you know somebody's perfume or cologne or like. Clean laundry,
yeah,
you know, or
but something that's foul,
baked goods, or just not even necessarily foul. Just
do you know where we were?
Yeah, but I mean,
there's my answer.
But I mean, I was there too for 9 years, but
and
I
yours should be the same answer.
I didn't willy-nilly go sniffing on anything.
Well, I didn't willy-nilly. Like, I mean, I
more or less do this. I think, walk in a room and I'm like, ugh.
So
nope,
I think it's different.
You breathe out the mouth and hope you don't taste that shit.
From that aspect, as in going up to a buddy that you know. And like, oh, dude, smell my...
I mean, I did smell a sock there, though.
Like, okay, let me smell it, dude. Oh, dude, that's so gross. But then you got, you know, random people that you don't know. No, you don't want to smell their stink. But at the same time, you know...
It happens.
Like playing sports, you're like, oh, dude, smell my finger, dude, it stinks.
Right.
Wait, hold on. Oh, dude, that's terrible. It's true, though.
It is true. Ask any dude.
High school bro, if they've never done that, and if they say no,
they're full of shit. If they tell you no, they are full of shit. Because we've all done it. And like I said, you see that person's face, and you're instantly like, nah, man, I'm not going to do that until it's offered to you. And then you're just, for whatever reason, compelled to just,
I'm telling you,
knowing
I,
full
I,
well it's going to be
not.
Horrible.
They stick shit in my face. I'm like, you better back it up.
We're right at time. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, so, after this discussion, we'll
I'm out of discussions. That's okay. It. That wasn't even mine. That was hers. She's the one that brought it up. I was holding that for another day. But
well, that works. So, anyways, if we're going to go ahead and wrap this up, then since we are definitely at our
1 hour time.
Proposed time limit.
We are.
And we also would like to remind everyone out there that we don't want Offspring to wrap it up. They're bringing children into the fucking world. Wrap that shit.
Be cool. Wrap your tool.
Don't even wrap it. Just practice abstinence. Just let's. This is our public announcement to everybody today.
Abstinence.
Yep.
Or like
we religious?
No, but exactly. I'd rather them practice that than there still be risks.
Yeah.
So anyway, if you enjoyed our show today, feel free to go ahead and join us on our fan page on the Blabber Buddies
on Facebook.
And you can also follow Bryant and myself on X, formerly known as Twitter.
Yep.
So also on our fan page, if you enjoyed today's session, follow on our previous sessions and
session.
Ahead.
Sounds like a therapy thing. No, it's a show. It's
this
an episode.
Session.
It's a show.
Whatever. Anyways, go ahead and leave us a 5-star review.
Hi, my name's Brian. I'm an alcoholic.
And if you do, go ahead and leave us your email address, and you can possibly be the winner of a free t-shirt.
Yeah, we're still waiting on you guys to get on that wagon. We do have... We're working on t-shirts. We do have t-shirts. So one of y'all
I mean, I should get a compliment.
I mean, you should get a compliment for a t-shirt. You're not wrong. But,
absolutely.
But sir, yes, I agree. But anybody else comment, leave something. You can find us on Facebook, X, formerly known as Twitter. Please send us something.
And make sure you do that on our fan page. Until next week, peace out.
Peace out.
Peaces.
Thank you for listening to Blabber Buddies. Tune in every other week for a new episode. If you enjoyed the show, please like and follow us on Facebook at Blabber Buddies and listen to us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Pandora Radio.